Once in town, men found shelter in buildings that they used as cover to move around and set up some semblance of a return fire. Easy managed to hold up the Germans, but was unable to force them back. Sergeant Chuck Grant got hit, among many others. Private Robert Van Klinken was killed by a machine gun burst when he tried to run forward with a bazooka. Private James Miller, a 19-year-old replacement, was killed when a hand grenade went off on his kidneys. Private Ray Cobb had the shakes. Webster heard Sergeant Martin comforting him, the way a mother talks to a dream-frightened child. "That's all right, Cobb, don't worry. We're not going back out there. Just relax, Cobb. Take it easy." Martin went over to a Cromwell, hiding behind a building. He pointed out the church steeple and asked the commander to take it out, as the Germans were using it as an observation post. "So sorry, old man, we can't do it," the commander replied. "We have orders not to destroy too much property. Friendly country, you know." The Germans kept pressing. Their aim was to get through to the highway leading from Eindhoven to Nijmegen. Hell's Highway, as the 101st named it, and cut it. But they could not get through Nuenen. Winters had decided to withdraw under the cover of darkness, but before giving ground he wanted a prisoner for interrogation. He called for volunteers for a patrol. No one volunteered. "Sergeant Toya," he called out. "Yes, sir, I'm here. I need 2 volunteers." Toya selected Corporal James Campbell and a private and set out. They were tripping over British and American bodies as they made their way to a nearby wood. A German soldier fired at them. Toya told his men to stay put. He crept into the woods, went around the German, got behind him, and gently placed his bayonet against the man's back. The soldier gave Toya no trouble. Pushing the German ahead of him, Toya returned through the woods and delivered his prisoner. The company retreated to Tonchara. Winters noticed that the Dutch people who had been cheering them in the morning were closing their shutters, taking down the orange flags, looking sad and depressed, expecting the Germans to reoccupy Eindhoven. "We too were feeling badly," Winters remarked. "We were limping back to town." After getting his men settled down and fed, Winters went to Battalion HQ. He found Lieutenant Colonel Strayer and his staff laughing it up, eating a hearty supper in a jovial mood. Strayer saw Winters, turned, and with a big smile asked, "How did it go today, Winters?" Tight-lipped, Winters replied, "I had 15 casualties today and took a hell of a licking."